This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Now we're going to go to Matt Graham with a mortgage rate update. Matt's the founder and CEO of MBS Live with his mortgage market updates. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah, this might be a little bit quicker than normal because markets are actually going fairly crazy right now on fresh news wires from a Powell speech this morning, in which Fed Chair Powell expanded on last week's press conference and Fed announcement by just now, like less than a minute ago, saying that they expect to begin reducing the balance sheet at the coming meeting over the next 3 years. It's still unclear when Powell says at a coming meeting or at the coming meeting, whether he's referring to a coming meeting or the coming meeting. So if it's the coming meeting, that would be in May. If it's at a coming meeting, I mean, we're talking about June, probably at the latest. But this is a really important narrative for the bond market and for stocks as well, for that matter, because it is a lot faster than anyone expected back at the end of 2021. A big factor in the rising rate environment in early 2022 was this adjustment process to a faster normalization timeline. And that refers to the Fed actually shrinking the size of its balance sheet. They just wrapped up tapering end of 2 weeks ago. And then at last week's Fed announcement, the announcement itself, obviously we got the rate hike that we were expecting, and we had actual explicit mention of the normalization process at a coming meeting, which was pretty intense for a Fed policy announcement and probably more than most people were expecting. Powell really doubled down on that in the press conference, but the press conference didn't add to the market weakness. I think the weakness came primarily on the dot plot of rapid acceleration in the pace of the Fed's rate hike outlook. Every Fed member, or that median Fed member, seeing a rate hike at every single meeting for the rest of the year. Now, by this morning, even before this Powell speech, we had an additional 25 bips of rate hikes priced in. So that meant a hike at every single meeting, plus one of those meetings would need to be a 50 basis point hike. Now, after Powell, a rate hike, well, Fed funds futures are accelerating further, and now we're getting close to two 50 basis point hikes. So this is all in the name of the Fed trying to get back on the right side of its inflation fighting mandate. They clearly feel like they were caught flat-footed by inflation as long ago as the third or fourth quarter of 2021. But post-Ukraine, things have gotten even worse, and I think they feel even more desperate to try to get back onto the other side of things. Of course, as Les mentioned, that's leading to some calls for recession. We'll see what we see as far as that goes, because the Fed will change course if it looks like we're headed there and if it looks like inflation is calming down. But no matter what they do to the economy in terms of growth, I think their prime directive is to get inflation back under control to whatever extent they even can, considering that the demand side of the equation isn't the whole equation. Either way, the bottom line is the big shift in Fed policy is having a massive impact on rates. It's the fastest rate spike we've had since the mid-90s at this point. Rates up another 0.8% today, well over 4.5 for the average lender for a top tier 30-year fixed scenario. And that could certainly go higher before we find our footing. And also at this point, little to do with Ukraine. It's sort of damned if we do, damned if we don't, because on the one hand, if the Ukraine situation were to improve, bonds would lose a portion of their safe haven bid that they had due to the war. And if the situation deteriorates, it puts more upward pressure on inflation implications and just means they're going to have to act that much faster to combat inflation. So not a great time to be a fan of low mortgage rates, but the higher we go, the sooner we'll bounce, and then more ground we'll have to cover the next time rates have a lower rate trend over time.
Okay, Matt, I'm kind of at a loss for words here, and that doesn't happen very often, a fast rate increase in many years. So I was doing a little prep work for the show, and I had my eyes off the news for a couple minutes. When I looked up, I saw the equity markets, Matt, had went from about 140 down to about 350 down. And I wondered what drove that news or what drove that reaction in the equity market. And I think you just explained that for me, Matt.
Yep.
Correct me if I'm wrong, was thought to be end of Q2, sometime Q3 beginning. And so the Fed is already intimating that that could start much sooner than August or September. Am I right in that, Matt?
Yeah, for sure. And in fact, I think August and September was probably a little bit late in the first place. There were definitely a lot of people that were making that call, participated in a couple surveys where people were giving their opinion on when that would happen. My initial guess was June. This was back in January, but now I would not be surprised if they did it at the next meeting. And unfortunately, I wasn't listening to Powell's speech as it happened, so I'm just reading a newswire from it. And I'll have to clarify whether he said at the coming meeting or a coming meeting, because that would be an important distinction.
Right. And a lot of the regional Fed presidents are going to be speaking individually this week. So I'm sure the market's going to be watching closely what that group has to say as they speak. I guess starting Wednesday and running through Friday, the regional Fed presidents are going to have an opportunity to answer a lot of questions, Matt.
Yeah, it's going to be another interesting week for sure. And I think the best thing to plan on would be volatility. And what we're telling our clients on MBS Live is, the higher rates go, the more the chances improve that we'll see some kind of bounce. But we keep being set up for that and disappointed. So we are definitely waiting for the market to give us a solid indication of a sustainable, meaningful correction before we change our strategy accordingly.
Well, thanks, Matt. And to our listeners, you can learn more about Matt's great services at mbslive.net. Use LOL as the sign-up code to get an extended trial and no credit card required.
So, but intra-week, where if you go in, see more on our website, you'll see all the new podcasts we're releasing intra-week during that. So we've expanded beyond just the flagship podcast here we have on Mondays to cover more and more topics that are out there that need to get covered. And so that's a lot as a result of your requests, listeners. So appreciate it. Again, thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, Lenders One, Mobility, MMI, Modex, the MBA, Knowledge Coop, the Mortgage Collaborative, SnapDoc, Success Kit, Lender Toolkit, PennyMac, as well as Total Expert. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great week. I look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.